the very latest mining news in WA, stream the Mining HQ podcast, available now on the Listener app, LISTNR.
Good morning. We're catching up with James from Kingfisher Mining. James, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo. Great to be with you.
Now, fill us in a little bit about Kingfisher Mining. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Kingfisher Mining is a Western Australian copper and gold exploration company. Our projects include Bullaloo in the Ashburton Basin and the Kingfisher and Mickwell projects in the Gascoyne region, where we are targeting volcanogenic massive sulfide mineralisation.
Now, we spoke to you last in May this year. So what's happened on your side with exploration activities since we last spoke?
Yeah, that's right. Well, we completed the maiden diamond drilling program at Bullaloo. This gave us a good look at the style of mineralisation at the project, which is really important information for the ongoing exploration and targeting in this area. We then completed large-scale electromagnetic surveys in the Ashburton and Gascoyne regions with more than 900 line kilometres of airborne EM flown at Bullaloo and more than 800 line kilometres flown across the Kingfisher and Mickwell projects. The airborne EM technique is one of the key exploration tools for the identification of massive sulfide mineralisation, which we are targeting. The company surveys produced 9 exciting new targets, with 7 of the targets being progressed for first pass drilling.
Well, let's dig into those new drill targets. Can you tell us about the company's plans for drilling later this year?
Yes, well, we're actually drilling at the moment, and we're drilling 4 targets in the Gascoyne. This includes a target immediately along strike from the historic Kingfisher Project exploration pits and 3 targets in the northwest of the Mickwell Project area. The conductor targets are all within the range of expected response for massive sulfide mineralisation. And at Mickwell, in particular, the targets are further supported by other geoscientific data, which is really, really encouraging. After drilling at Mickwell is completed, the drill team will be mobilising to Bullaloo, where first pass drilling will be completed at 3 separate targets. The targets to be drilled include the Ernie Bore prospect, which has rock chip results of more than 8 grams per tonne gold, the new Green Hills discovery, which has rock chip results of more than 24% copper, and a newly identified conductor, EM1.
Now, Kingfisher is still busy with its exploration programs. Can you fill the listeners in on what they can expect in terms of news flow for the remainder of the year?
Yes, that's right. We're keeping busy. The current drill program is scheduled to be completed in mid-October. We'll then be transporting the last of the samples to the laboratory in Perth for analysis. Now, there's a bit of a backlog of laboratories at present, and we anticipate that it could take up to 2 months for the sample results to be returned. This means that it's likely to be mid-December before we can announce the sample results to the market. In the interim, we'll be completing first pass geochemical sampling at other targets in the Gascoyne region in areas with known copper mineralisation, such as our Arthur River project. We'll also be looking at the potential of this underexplored area with exploration targeting rare earth elements associated with matte pegmatite dikes. For listeners that would like more information on Kingfisher and our current drill program, please visit the news and announcements page on our website or reach out to me direct. My contact details are on our website.
You can find out more at kingfishermining.com.au. James, thanks for your time today on Mining HQ.
Pablo, thanks very much. We'll talk again. See you.
For the very latest mining news in WA, stream the Mining HQ podcast, available now on the Listener app, LISTNR.